Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Live Talk of Champions. I'm Billy Unbody, Ben Garrett here inside the Manning Center. This is
not the Riverland Roofing Studio.
Yeah. We forgot the house.
We did. The little house up top, Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs. It's riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Like Bill said, first day of spring football practice, and we're coming to you from the team meeting room of the Manning Center with, I guess, our impressions. Because I'm not going to lie to you, I had fun.
I loved it. The weather was first takeaway. Incredible.
Great. And certain things jumped out immediately. One, 16 on offense, Winston Watkins, true freshman, kid's a route runner.
Yeah.
A legit route runner. I mean, it reminds me a lot. I'm not saying he's going to be this, but when Elijah Moore came in here, he was a different route runner than everybody else. Now, Caden Lee's a great route runner. I can't really speak too much about Caleb Odom outside of he looks the part.
Looks sure does.
Like Trey Harris. But Winston Watkins can really run routes. And to be a true freshman as a mid-year enrollee, it's hard with Lane Kiffin to play immediately. But today, it's going to be hard with so much new to keep that kid off the field. Now, he's got Caden in front of him. But I was really impressed with him. And so much more, obviously, the Austin Simmons question, which we're going to talk about. But – I had fun, Bill. I forgot how much I love being out of football practice. And so showing up today, we're going to do it every time we get availability. And Ole Miss, there's a lot to be excited about, even though, man, it's new. Oh, man, there's so much new, Bill.
We got inside the indoor, and Austin Simmons uncorks one to Deson Stribling right off the bat,
yep.
The Oklahoma State transfer. And I was like, all right, that is nice to see. Day one. Going deep to your big-time wide receiver addition. Mm-hmm. And they brought in a bunch of them, like you said, Caleb Odom, Deuce Alexander. They've got new faces all over that wide receiver room. Caden Lee spoke with us after practice. And, man, he is just one mature kid. And when you have all that change and you have somebody like that in that receiver room kind of impressing the culture upon his new teammates, that stands out to me.
Yeah, that was really interesting and encouraging to see. It's not just Austin Simmons that obviously has to take on a leadership role. That's what I asked Lane about after practice was over. And one of the very first names he mentioned was Caden.
Yeah.
And Caden looks a little thicker. He says he's a little bit more explosive. He's healthy. I know he was dealing with a foot injury to start fall, so he looks better than ever. But that's – they all look better than ever. It's first day.
Yeah.
Hope springs eternal.
Crown him.
There are some obvious areas where you're going to have to see some more. Like the secondary is very much a work in progress.
Right.
Sage Ryan is playing cornerback, the transfer from LSU, not playing safety. Jalen Braxton is playing safety, not playing cornerback like we've been talking about. The Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3. Sign up for $1.
Yeah.
We talk about this stuff all the time. So a lot of this wasn't new, right? A lot of the things we came out and looked for, we wanted confirmation from. Bryson Sanders wasn't out there today. He would have been the starting center, but he's got a hamstring issue. So, like you've been talking about, Patrick Kudus, the transfer from Arkansas, he was snapping. Shows you, like, Bryson, he needs to be out there because Patrick Kudus, he has that positional versatility, and he looked natural back there or up front snapping to Austin Simmons. AJ Maddox, I didn't know that he was that much of a side armor.
Yeah.
And he's got real arm talent, but very different playing style to Austin Simmons. Austin is like he was built in a quarterback lab.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how good he's going to be, you know.
It's
a question. But today, he looked like it was his team. He was owning it. And he has a lot of options. Another guy that stuck out to me just as far as running routes on air, which isn't telling you a lot, Trey Wallace.
Yeah.
I thought Trey looked great.
Yeah.
Caleb Odom, like I said, looked just like Trey Harris as far as his build.
He's $1 million.
$1 million. He's, yeah, he's a first off the bus guy.
Yeah.
You know? But the offensive line, they're still short. They need some more. I wouldn't be surprised if they went to this April portal window and try to get another lineman or two.
Yeah.
Especially once a Bryson gets hurt and you start to see the numbers dwindle. But Cam East looks good. I mean, that's a guy that is put up or shut up time. TJ yep. Banks, Nick Cole, Chris Graves. I didn't see Chris Graves out there. He probably was. But it's a big year for guys like that. And Tyler Banks was another one that we talked to afterwards. I mean, he's the first up for Chris Poupall, not Andrew Jones, the highest graded of all the transfers that they signed, according to Pro Football Focus last season. There's a lot that's encouraging, but also you can see where this isn't last year.
100%.
This isn't last year.
It's totally different, and I think this is where you're 6 years into Lane Kiffin's, mm-hmm, you know, being here. This is where your culture can really set things the right direction sooner rather than later, mm-hmm, because you have guys that, like, you look at the interior of that defensive line room. That's a group that Lane said it the old-fashioned way, you know, high school recruiting, development by Randall Joyner, and they're back, and they, you know, William Eccles was out there. I mean,
that's my breakout pick.
Looks the part.
That's my breakout pick.
Yeah.
I'm all in on William Eccles. He looks like $1 million. I think he could have a career track similar to Walter Nolan. That sounds crazy, but I think he is a legitimate top 2-3 round pick in a couple of years. And if you look at him, he's got it all. But again, it's unproven.
Yeah.
Cam Franklin looks like $1 million.
Sure does.
Unproven. Cameron Beavers, unproven. There's a lot that they like about their second-year crop. What's so fun about this team is that it could be any number of things. They could be any number of different types of teams,
right,
like any combination of players on both sides of the ball. Hope springs eternal, and you're obviously going to be super excited to start spring football. But what I really like about this team, which is different from last year's team, is there is nothing settled here.
No.
Nothing. It's a complete blank slate that the painting can be whatever it ends up being. You know, yeah, what I mean? And you saw a lot of that experimentation to start, and that's what spring's going to be all year. I mean, all of these 15 practices, however long they go, it's going to be a lot of that experimentation, and that's the exciting part about it. And like Deshaun Womack, we talked about how good he looks.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't do anything in LSU.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, not compared to what he brought in as a five-star. Yeah,
100%. Exactly. Like, he didn't live up to that. But, like, now he's got a new lease, and he does, wearing that 15 that my guy J.I. was wearing.
Yeah.
You know, he looks the part. I mean, there's so much to like. And so much is encouraging about what they could be. But again, it is not last year. I think that's the starkest thing. It's like, it's all new.
Yeah, there's so many new faces.
And we knew that.
Yeah, but once you get out there and you get a chance, and for those of you watching on our YouTube channel, thank you. But we get 30, we probably ended up getting 45 minutes.
It was good.
But you kind of go down your list and you're checking the boxes of who you want to see. And you're like, oh my gosh. I mean, I saw Mason Dunn, the freshman top 100 edition. MJ Preston looked the part, both of those two early enrollees, you know, in that secondary. And it's hard to break in as true freshmen. Don't get me wrong, but their movement skills are what stood out to me. And whenever you have so much uncertainty at so many positions, and in particular, the secondary, in particular, offensive line, those are areas where true freshman, it's given the opportunity. You've got to take it, and you've got to show what you can do. And that's just day one of what we're able to take away. But it's exciting to see the highest ranked recruiting class that Lane Kiffin and his staff have signed. Mm. And you go down the list, and you're like, all right, that guy looked the part.
Winston Watkins, I'm telling you, he stuck out to me from day one. Jumped off the field, and again, we're not seeing much.
Yeah, I mean they did a little one-on-one, and he routed him up. You know, a little bit better ball on the second one. Maybe he catches that one too. But first one, beat him on slant, and you know, we look at the. Talked about something that I think is important for people to know. This team could go a number of different ways as far as what type of team it is.
Mm-hmm.
We could see with those wide receivers and Daquan Wright and Luke Haas and Trace Buckler, being a passing team, right?
Oh, yeah. But I'm not worried about him offensively.
You can also see Kiwon Lacy, a little track star there, and he's not a big bruising back like Shekai Mills-Knight was out there watching.
He was, and Shekai Mills-Knight is a lot taller than I thought he was.
Yeah.
Holy cow, that kid's legit 6'2".
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Good size to him, you're right. I mean, Kiwon's an interesting one.
100%.
Because they really wanted him out of high school when he went to Missouri. I asked Lane about that specifically, and he raved about it. He's like, some players, you know what they are. And
right.
But he's one that he has so much left or in that tape that are untapped potential to where he could be great. And you don't hear that kind of language from Lane all that much, you know, but it just shows you they think he's a real talent. The room has been made over. Did they do enough? We only got a day.
Yeah, we only got a day. Yeah, exactly.
We only got a day. But I think a few things were affirmed. One, the depth of wide receivers is really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
They have legit wide receivers.
Yeah.
Offensive line needs a little bit more, in my opinion, but it is one day and some guys are banged up. Austin Simmons, they're going to go as Austin goes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on everything out there. I mean,
it's kind of nice for him because you look at like some of the other quarterbacks who have sat for like just a brief minute that are now getting their turn to be the faces of college football, of some of these premier programs. Well, Austin Simmons at Ole Miss, back 10 win seasons, taking over for Jackson Dart. Nobody's talking about him. And that's kind of nice for him, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like our guy, JD Pickle. Yeah. I'm calling you out, JD. At on three, he ranked his top quarterbacks and I don't think Austin was even close. And yet you go, and that's what's really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Is then you walk out to the field and it's all Austin. I mean, they have built this roster to grow in and around, grow around Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the offensive pieces either. Obviously, they went and got the best wide receiver collection they could get. Running backs where they don't have to have the same issues that they had last year, or at least they hope. Mm-hmm. Offensive linemen that can protect him. And they return some guys. They got to stay healthy with Jaden Williams. They got Diego Pounds. Hopefully, will take another step. But what really was fascinating, it's like you look on the defensive side that are scrimmaging against Austin. It's also all guys in a similar developmental track.
Yes.
Like they're trying to figure it out too.
Mm-hmm.
So what the possibilities could be is really what was my favorite takeaway from today because it's so intriguing. Like every day we get to look at them, there could be something that we learn. But as far as what we affirmed, the wide receiver groups is solid. Austin Simmons, they're going to go as Austin Simmons. Everything is designed around him.
Yeah.
Like their practice periods where it's like Austin, where's all, It was really cool to see, and it has to be that way. But, like, in the secondary, we've been talking about T.J. Banks and Nick Cole.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for T.J. Banks and Nick Cole.
Yeah.
T.J. Banks was starting at cornerback.
Yeah.
And, I mean, why wouldn't you in this year?
And he looks the part.
He looks
physically like looks like an SEC corner.
So does Seth Beavers, wearing number 13. I forgot Seth Beavers was on this team, and, like, he's running with the second team. Sage Ryan playing cornerback and not safety, coming off of his best year last year as a college player for LSU, and now can he take that step like Trey Amos did where he was a nickel corner with Trey at Alabama, 12 tackles, comes over here, becomes an All-American, and going to be a first or second rounder in the NFL draft. Maybe Sage can have that, but even if he doesn't, they have positional versatility around him, but for now, that's where they're going. We want TJ and Sage Ryan to be those guys. Then we got on the back end, Jalen Braxton's playing safety. You can see where they're thinking. They're thinking right now with all of this new, but the fact that it is new is what's the most intriguing thing about it because any number of these guys could be moved tomorrow to a different spot,
100%.
Could fall down the depth chart. I mean, there's nothing locked in except that Austin Simmons, they will go as Austin Simmons goes. I think A.J. Maddox has got something now.
Yeah.
He's got something.
Caden Lee called him a jugs machine, which is a great compliment to your quarterback. That means you're out there a lot.
That's right.
And that means you can throw the ball.
Yeah. Okay. And he's got some zip. I didn't realize, again, he's more of a side armor than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I just didn't see him all that much last year, but I didn't. But now that he's getting some real run, he's legit the number two. There is a difference in talent. There is a legitimate talent differential between him and Pierce Clarkson, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, it's one practice.
It's one practice. And Pierce had a nice little slant that I saw. But, he has a little bit more of a sample size having been at Louisville under a guy who develops quarterbacks, Coach Brohm over there, and he's getting a fresh start here in this offense. And he could, as a backup, end up panning out, and then being really happy with that. But A.J. Maddox, looking the part already.
Which is a relief, too, because, Austin isn't proven.
Right.
So if
it doesn't go well, you've got to have somebody that at some point you can turn to and say, all right, we're going to give this a go. It's going to look different than what we.
And I think AJ's got something. Like, I really do. I was impressed with him. A number of guys I was impressed with. But again, most of it was against air. They weren't hitting. They weren't doing anything that would really tell you much. But how we thought this roster was constructed, a lot of that was affirmed through what we saw. Like with Sage playing corner, Jalen Braxton playing safety. I thought Andrew Jones at linebacker really jumped off too. I mean, in a collection of linebackers where Tyler Banks, this is his year. He's got to step up. They want him to step up. But if they don't, you see the talent with Andrew Jones. You see the talent with Jaden Yates. You see the talent with Taj Chambers. They really hit on those linebackers.
Yeah.
Now, who emerges? No idea. But today, physically, they look. Some surprised me physically. Like, Luke Hodges is not 6'3".
Yeah.
He is not 6'3". Looks like a big wide receiver. He really does. He's a little undersized. I'd say like 6'2", maybe.
Yeah.
6'1 and a half. But Luke Hodges, he looks like a big wide receiver. But Daquan Wright is the guy to lead that room. Trace Ruckler could bring something for him. I like what they have, and I like most of all what it could be or what it could not be to where they could flip the script and go a totally different way. This year, I think, and what it's setting up, my number one takeaway, the number one takeaway from today is this: the range of outcomes for Ole Miss football in 2025-26 is pretty significant. Like, I don't think they could ever bottom out at, like, 4 wins, 5 wins. I don't see that. I've seen a 2-win team practice room. You know, I've seen an Ole Miss team that went 2-10, what they look like. This team has talent, real talent. It's just, are all the lottery tickets going to hit? Is day shut? You know, if it happens.
There's a lot of tickets.
Yeah, there's a lot of tickets. You know, Cam Franklin is still a ticket at this point. William Eccles is still a ticket at this point. But, man, Cam came in here and he looked like a vet.
Yeah,
you know, he looked like Jared did and Jared Ivey or Princely Umamia. Like, he physically, I saw him in Lake Cameron, and he has grown.
Yeah,
he is really thickened up. He looks the part. But not you can't, it'd be naive to think that all guys are going to, like, step into these roles and be good immediately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why I say the range of outcomes is pretty significant because, yeah, I think they're going to win 8. I think the 8.5 was the line set by BetMGM.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could – I still would predict them, not off of today, just, yeah, they're going to go over 9 wins. But, yeah, I could see this team also winning 7 because something doesn't work right. Because, again, when you walk out there, what are the knowns, bro?
Yeah, exactly. And I think one thing, and I want to touch on it in just a second, but they're looking for, you know, probably a guy to step up as a franchise offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. And it's a good opportunity to mention our friend Andy Ludicky at My Perfect Franchise, myperfectfranchise.net. Drop him an email, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at myperfectfranchise.net, and discuss how you could get into franchise ownership. If you work with Andy, he will donate some cash to the Ole Miss Baseball Collective. So a good little opportunity. His services are free, so we appreciate him.
Ole Miss in Pearl tonight. Ole Miss baseball against Southern Miss. Kay Townsend, the true freshman, top 100 prospect that was signed last year, is going to toe the rubber. Been hit hard to start, 8 ERA to start. But this is a big one, man. He needs to be a stopper for them tonight, losing how they did to Arkansas. A sneaky, important midweek showdown, but that's not why we're in the Manning Center.
Yeah.
That's not why we're in the team meeting room.
And so franchise offensive lineman, that's something that I still think they obviously would love to find one in that spring portal window. If they get the dude, they would go that route because you look at the offensive line, and you mentioned Bryson Sanders being out, Patrick Kudus being at center and snapping, but P.J. Wilkins, Percy Lewis, two additions on that group as well. I mean, those guys, P.J., I thought, looked the part in pass protection in the early going of what we saw. So we saw a tempo period early. We kind of saw them split squad with, it seemed like, newcomers, returners. P.J. Wilkins was working at left tackle there. I thought he handled himself well. Percy Lewis now. He is a big boy. He's going to have to drop some weight.
That
he's
man is road, 4 bills.
Yeah, he's a road grader at best. And he can maybe, you know, get some conditioning down and drop some weight and maybe factor in just kind of as a
anywhere
rotational guy. Anywhere but center, I would
anywhere
say.
But center.
Anywhere but center.
Yeah, but center.
But I was encouraged by P.J. Wilkins because, you know, we've talked about this before. The group of 5 to SEC jump is tough. But, you know, he really looked the part. Another guy who I liked is Delano Townsend. I thought his body type – really stood out to me. And they've got their hands full on that defensive line. I mean, they do. And
I wanted to see what the defensive line looked like. More that I want to see how the secondary lined up to see if what I'd been hearing was true. Sage playing corner, Jalen playing safety, Nick Cole, TJ Banks. I'm telling you, I've been saying to y'all for like since the season ended, TJ Banks is one of the guys that really they're focused. They need him to be good. They need him to step into a starting role and play. So to see him out there with the first group, the first unit, it didn't surprise me. It was just like, okay, what we've been hearing, what we've been talking about at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, $1 sign up. That's what's kind of playing out in front of us. But to see it, see it in practice was the most exciting thing because, again, I was initially like it was pretty jarring to walk out and no two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
No 15 at defensive end, no 89 at defensive tackle. Chris Poupal was here for a year, but after a while, man, you get out there, all you can see is 11, you know. Trey Amos, number nine. I mean, there's so many guys that are no longer part of this. And in typical Ole Miss years, or in olden Ole Miss years, it would freak you out. You'd go, oh, how? Well, they're going to have to drop down in a couple of years. But, like, that's not how this team was operating. That's not how they look. But it's still it's still more theoretical than it is proven production. And that's where both the worry and also the excitement and optimism comes from. And it all stems, again, from Austin Simmons, who couldn't have done better, I thought, or couldn't have handled himself, equipped himself better in his first time talking to us, answering the questions about being QB1.
Very confident.
He's confident. He's cerebral. And I think, you know, the program is as it always was. I mean, they're going to be competitive, and Lane's going to have this team. But what's really fun about this team is, man, anything can happen.
Yep.
And, man, that's probably the most fun thing from a cover standpoint. You know what I mean? Like, we get fired up because we're like, shoot, anything could happen. But as a fan, it's exciting too. So, man, I would grade it out like this. For my expectations, which were sky high only because I really wanted to watch football again, they exceeded. Really, they exceeded from what I didn't know much about Winston Watkins. I didn't know what Patrick Kudus would look like, you know, because honestly, Patrick Kudus physically doesn't look all that amazing.
Yeah.
He doesn't. But then you see him in pads and see him snap, and you're like, oh, I get it back.
Yeah.
So a lot of that. TJ Banks, there's a lot to like about this team. How it plays out, how it lines up, we're way, way far from that. But for the first day, I don't know how you win 10 games with that team.
Yeah.
But after what I saw, I was like, oh, this is 10-win talent. Does it turn into 10 wins in 2025? No, probably not. But you see where the talent is. And this team could be I think it's going to be a contender, but it's going to go as Austin goes. But I guess, more surprised by how well they did replenishing what they lost than I initially thought, if that makes sense.
And a couple quick hitters here as we get out of here on Talk of Champions presented by Riverland Roofing. They did add some analysts. James Craig, former LSU, former Denver Bronco offensive line coach, won a Super Bowl, won a national championship at LSU. He's now on staff as an analyst helping out John Garrison. They moved Joe Judge and Chris Kiffin up to assistant coaches.
Which we reported on the Ole Miss Spirit a month and a half ago. Sign up for a dollar.
Official today as they get to actually work hands-on now with the new rules being fully in effect. I think they went into effect like a year ago or something, but now it's
Joe Judge working with Austin Simmons is a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah.
You know, like there's Chris Kiffin roaming the practice field as
being able to do what he can.
I mean, because here's the thing. He tried to hire Chris as his defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And now he's got him as just an assistant analyst.
Yeah.
But he allows him to coach like that.
Yeah.
It's you're right. That's a really good point, especially with Craig, as better than anybody here. He's one we found out about today.
Yeah.
That
shot picture. I was like, I recognize
that guy. Mr. LSU was like, hold up. I know who that is.
Yeah.
But it just shows the strength of what they have because
his daughter goes here too, which I didn't know.
Lane said that. Yeah. Lane said
there's a nice family vibe there.
Yeah. But a lot of fans, if you ask them your biggest complaints about Ole Miss football last year, top of the list is going to be Charlie Weiss, John Garrison. I mean, these are usual complaints that you hear.
Yeah.
And I think it says something, not that like Lane went, oh, well, the fans are talking crap about these guys. Let me help them. But they recognize where they need to be better. They recognize where they need to have more voices in the room. So Joe Judge with the quarterbacks, you've got the new offensive line guy from LSU. It's what you were worried about. Lane and them were already ahead of you on it. You know what I mean? Like the running back situation. Again, we've covered that a million gazillion times. And, you know, I still think they would do well to add one more. And I know they want to try to add one more in April. But, yeah, Kiwon Lacy's better than, as far as talent, anything they had in the room last year. Yeah. How does that play out on the field? No idea, but you see it. You know what I mean? That's across the board. How it falls together, again, no idea. But for first day,
that was fun, Bill.
Pretty good stuff here.
That was so fun.
On this podcast as well. So we will be back. Another live show later this week. For Ben Garrett, I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for joining us on this live edition of Talk of Champions. We'll catch you guys on the Ole Miss Spirit. Shout out Riverland Roofing for
all your roofing needs. All your roofing needs. 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. And maybe we'll do this. Next time we won't be in the team meeting room. We'll do it like on the field. And then we'll get like, I'll get Caden Lee to drop in for us.
Let's do it.
You know?
Let's do it.
Hardcore. You just got to make sure to tune into our stuff.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll catch you next time.
I love spring football.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.